Governor Parnell outlined an ambitious program to get the state's economy moving at the annual meeting of the Resource Development Council in Anchorage today. Parnell wants to arrest oil decline and move 1 million barrels of oil a day through the Trans-Alaska pipeline system in the next decade.
Our great goal of 1 million barrels of oil flowing through TAPS within 10 years. We intend to arrest the decline and fill the pipeline within 10 years.
The governor criticized the federal government for turning on the Strategic Oil Reserve tap.
We have to demonstrate a better option. Here in Alaska, we have a solution to the nation's foreign oil dependency. It's called American oil. It's oil from Alaska. It's oil from Wyoming. It's oil from Texas. We don't have to keep tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We don't have to keep being dependent upon foreign sources of oil to the extent we are. We can produce here at home.
Parnell's plan to get domestic production rolling in Alaska is highlighted in a Secure Alaska's Future Initiative, OIL, which is setting its sights on five targets, among them boosting the state's competitiveness and investment climate.
We will continue to aggressively pursue tax changes to make this state more competitive and to grow more jobs at home.
Other aspects of the program include facilitating the next phase of North Slope oil development. Part of that plan involves improving infrastructure access and lowering costs of resource development. Parnell said the budget he'll sign this week assures that.
Those budget bills will include $8 million to finish environmental work for a 90-mile transportation corridor from the Dalton Highway to Umiak. That will open up a lot more of Alaska's land. It will also include $43 million for the Dalton Highway so that we can demonstrate to our people and to America that our lifeline to Alaska's and America's energy production will be maintained safely.
Parnell also wants to reduce the backlog of water and land use permit applications by hiring more workers in the permitting area. The governor also stressed the importance of forging national partnerships to facilitate increased exploration and investment in oil in the state.